This morning, in a solemn rite with almost no words, the victims of the World Trade Center attacks were remembered, and the firefighters, police, construction, and iron workers were honored for their recovery work at Ground Zero. Over 8.5 months, workers have removed 1.6 million tons of debris, hundreds of victims, and almost 20,000 body parts, an enormous and emotionally draining task. The ceremony marked the close of the recovery phase of the work at Ground Zero, though some work may continue into July. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
It began with the ringing of a fire department bell rung in the traditional signal for a fallen firefighter, 20 peals in all. Then representatives of city agencies, police, fire department, port authority, construction, among others, carried the empty stretcher covered with an American flag, representing the more than 1,700 victims whose remains have never been found. The stretcher was slowly carried up the ramp from the bottom of the pit at Ground Zero, 7 stories below ground. The stretcher was placed in an ambulance, and a bagpipe and drum unit representing police, fire department, and port authority began to play. Then the truck, carrying the large steel beam, the last piece of the World Trade Center that was cut down on Tuesday in a moving ceremony and signed by all the workers, made its way up the ramp. It was wrapped in black and covered with flowers and a flag. And then Taps in Echo was played by a firefighter and a police officer. The procession went slowly up the ramp and finally onto West Street, where people lined 4 deep were waiting. The people who came here were from all over. Some were tourists, but many were New Yorkers who wanted a symbolic moment to support the victims, their families, and the heroic toil of the workers at Ground Zero. Paul Austin, a boxing coach, came for the fighter he coached, a firefighter who died.
He was a great kid, my fighter. He left 2 kids. I'm here for him.
Anne-Marie DeMaria lives in the neighborhood, and one of her good friends died.
It puts some sort of closure in my heart. Even though I feel the pain every day, I could have watched it from my television. I looked out my window, I saw all the people gathering. I said, I have to go down. I have some sort of closure.
And Harry Yerrick, a Vietnam veteran who said he was from the 1st Infantry Division, said it took him 20 years to get to the Vietnam Memorial Wall. But going helped, he said. This will help too.
You know, to me, this represents the people they didn't find. I don't know why when you see an object that represents maybe somebody's lives, but it does mean something. And I just want to get on with a building now, you know?
Make something beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful and tall.
The future of Ground Zero is still on the drawing boards, and the recovery effort is still not finished. And this Sunday, there will be another ceremony for family members who could not make it on a weekday. But as one grieving family member told me on the subway home, no words, no speeches, they did it right. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.